Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We go now to Jacksonville, Florida, where a video game competition turned deadly yesterday when a gunman opened fire. The suspect, identified as David Katz, was participating in the Madden video game tournament. The event was being live-streamed, and then the shooting began. Multiple people were injured, two were killed, and then the gunman killed himself. For more, we turn to Lindsay Kilbride, reporter for WJCT in Jacksonville. Lindsay, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Lindsay, the tournament took place at a venue called Jacksonville Landing. From what I understand, this is a big space that's got restaurants and shops and a performance space. What was the scene like at Jacksonville Landing when the shooting started?
So the shooting started in a Chicago Pizza, and it also has sort of shares a space with a gaming area. And the shooting happened in there. We don't have an exact count on how many people were there, but it was a pretty high profile tournament. Mm-hmm. It was a Madden tournament, so it's that NFL football game. And so from what we know, around 1:30 in the afternoon, the shooter started shooting. It was a 24-year-old named David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland, is what police are saying. He was in Jacksonville for the game. He had his car here. We know he used at least one handgun. We don't have any confirmation on where he got it, when he got it, how. Those are sort of questions we're still trying to figure out and get answers to today. Fortunately, police showed up 2 minutes after the 911 call started going out. In addition, the fire department was doing training right across the street. So victims were actually running out to the fire trucks, the firemen and firefighters, and getting help immediately.
So what's the scene like there today, and how's the community responding?
Well, there's still some police tape up. They've started taking some down. No one's really been able to get into the landing. The community is heartbroken. On Friday, we actually had another public shooting at a high school football game Friday night. One person died. Two other people were shot. So two big shootings like this in a weekend. We have quite a few shootings in Jacksonville, but to have two big public shootings like this, it's devastating. All over social media, everyone's reaching out to everyone asking, are you okay? Can you believe this happened? So everyone is mourning. In addition, tomorrow is the Florida primary. So this is a huge issue. Obviously, the Parkland shooting happened here in Florida. After that, there's a huge gun bill that passed. This has been something that's been part of all candidates' platforms, regardless of if they wanted it to or not, because in every debate, this is one of the number one questions they're asked about.
And what are they saying now after this spree of violence?
Well, we had the two Republican gubernatorial candidates, Ron DeSantis and Adam Putnam, were supposed to actually be here today and canceled both of their events because of the shooting. But on the other side, we have Democratic candidates coming to Jacksonville because of the shooting today. So we have at least three different candidates. Two of them are really saying that they're here because of the shooting, that they want to talk about their gun reform plans. So we kind of have two different ways the candidates are handling it. We also have a lot of local people on the ballot who came to the scene yesterday to talk to reporters about, you know, the need for reform, the need for change.
Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lindsay Kilbride is a reporter for WJCT in Jacksonville.